Okay, we are on Daf Nun Ches on the base on the bottom. We'll start again where we started the Gemara yesterday. Two dots. Now we're going to talk about the sugya of a man is allowed to dress or appear like a woman or vice versa. So first, Amar Rav. Rav comes along and he says, Meikal Adam Kol Gufoy Betar. You're permitted to remove the hair of your entire body using a razor. Even though that makes it look very effeminate, it doesn't matter. Meisvei, we ask a question. It says in a brisa, Hama be'beis ha'shechi be'beis ha'erev. If somebody removes the hair from under his armpit, Hareze loike. Sounds like not only you're not allowed to, but it's an issur in the Torah to do that. How can Rav say that you're permitted? So we answer, Habitar habimisparayim. When the brisa says you're not allowed to shave all the hair off in those parts, it's talking about with a razor. Rav says you are permitted, it's talking about a scissor. Ask the Gemara, but Rav Nami Betar Kama. Rav clearly said that you're allowed to shave even with a razor, and you're telling me it's only limited to a scissor? So he answered, yes. He meant scissors, but he used the expression tar, ke'ain tar. You use the scissors, such a fine cut, so close to the skin, but it's still permitted, because it's not permanent. When is it usher? Only if it's done in a much more permanent way, with using a razor. Okay, well, you pull the roots out as well. So that's the that's what Rav's opinion is. So Rav's allowed to. Comes along, Rabbi argues, Hamavir beis hashech beis erva. I hold that if you remove the hairs, like I hold even with a scissor, as Tosfos explains, but don't mind the scissor. I hold even with a scissor if you do it close, like a razor, it is usur. Not like Rav says that it's mutter.
So he's Malkus that he says he is the Rabbana?
No, right now we think that I said. As the Gemara, Mesu Lent Nebraisa, Havvora Sir, Eina Medivre Teira, El Liver Seifrim. You say, like, when do you find you get Malkus? Only from the Teira. Nebraisa finds only Rabbana. Now the Gemara could have answered straight away. Well, you see clearly in the previous Braisa that it says that it's Mahateira. But you could say the two Braisa are arguing. But rather than making an argument to a Braisa, the Gemara answers, My Leike Namgamba Mirabbana. Perhaps Rabbi Yechanan was saying, but that's only Yosef Rabban. So Rav holds, you're allowed, we're talking about scissors. So coming up in this Gemara, using a razor, everyone agrees, you're not allowed to use a razor. And, what do you call it? A scissor is what her machlek is. Rav says a scissor is totally mutter, and Rabbi Yechanan says that a scissor is also midder Rabban. So you could have answered the Brice as well. One is a scissor, and one is a razor. Anyway, that's one version. Ikidamri, another version. That you're saying Rabbi Yechon holds only with the Rabbanon. There's another version where Rabbi Yechon actually holds that it's Mahatayda, that what for a man to look effeminate is also from the Torah. Ikadamri, Amr Abchim Rabba, Amr Rabbi Yechon, Ha Mahavir Beis Hashechi, Beis Ha'erva, somebody removes all those hairs, Loike, he gets Malkus, and he uses the Pasig Mishum La Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, which clearly is from the Torah. He's not saying anymore Makas Mardus, he's saying Malkus, predicated on this Pasig. So that means now he's holding his matter. Mazel will ask a question. It says in the Braisa, Avora said, Ain't a different new Seferim. And you can no longer answer me that Yechon only meant Midrabbanon, because Yechon clearly says in matter that what matter it is awesome. So we answer, Huda Amar Ki Haitana. He holds like the following Tana. So what we have here now is three opinions. Right? We have Rav, who said that it's totally permitted with a scissor. We have the first version of Yechon that's awesome Midrabbanon. We have the second version of Yechon that's awesome Mahatayda, using a scissor. Razor, everybody holds it awesome. So Lachayd, according to Rabbi Yechon, hold that it's only, that's also Mahatayda. But what does it do with the Braisa, which says clearly it's only Midrabbanon? That's the Gemara, Huda Amar Ki Haitana. That Braisa follows the following Tanya. Braisa. Well, Tanya, we learned. If somebody removes all the hair, he's oivim mishum la yilbash geber simlas isha. So what I'm saying is asam ha'teida is a mafesh of brisa that agrees with asam ha'teida. Fine, so we have a machlek is brises. And where do we learn it from? From the pasuk la yilbash. You shouldn't, but la yilbash doesn't mean literally you shouldn't put on the clothes of a man. It means you shouldn't dress, or a woman shouldn't try to imitate them. So therefore shaving is like imitating them, it's asam. Says the Gemara, further, beard and so on. Says the Gemara, but Tana Kama, the first Tana who learns that there's no Issa from the Torah, it's only Issa Drabanan for removing all your hair. So according to him, what does he do with the Pasuk La Yilbash? Hi La Yilbash Gever, my daughter's bay. What does he do with La Yilbash Gever? What does he do with it? The Boile, he will use it like Tanya as is used by the following Braisa. Says the pasuk, "Yeah, kli geber alisha." The kleim, the kelim, or the, we'll see later, maybe the weapon, whatever it is, of a man should not be on a woman. The cheder, my time. What does it mean? Does it mean literally a man shouldn't wear a woman's clothes, or a woman shouldn't wear a man's clothes? Im shela yilbash ish seamless isha. The isha seamless means that what? Anything a man wears or anything a woman wears, the other gender shouldn't wear it. Hadikvar nemer te'evi. He says clearly the pasuk that what is the problem? The problem is only if it's a te'eva. In other words, only if it brings out some mingling between men and women and so on, leading to other things. Ain't got teiva. Just because a woman wears a man's clothes or a man wears a woman's clothes, that automatically means teiva? Not at all. Eli, you know what it means? Shela yilbash ish simlas isha vi, with a purpose, express purpose, vi yesha ben usher, to be equal. Or vi isha simlas ish vi teisha usher, to be equal. If this time wearing it is one thing, but if you're wearing it in order to be equal, to be promiscuous, to be equal, and so on and so forth, that is when there's an issue. That's what this Braisa
so
says.
So to come back to our problem, how does taking a haircut or shaving the body come out to be Shoshala Yavad Ben Hanoshim? If a person shaves his body, it's not going to...
This Braisa follows opinion, said there is no issue of shaving the body.
So why is it
Tehra? That's what I'm saying.
This is the Braisa. This Braisa here follows the opinion that it's only midrabbanon you get makas mardis for somebody to shave, right? That's what
I'm saying. The etzim gzeira that rabbanon that one shouldn't shave. Is that otu? Because maybe you'll come to see
something.
Take to the next step.
Right. So the opinion that holds that it's only midrabbanon. So what are they do with la yilbash? They learn that la yilbash is only when you do it expressly for promiscuity. That's why. That's what they learn. That's not what Rabbi Yechon learns. Rabbi Yechon holds that asamah teda, just being like them, and he learns it from the yilbash. It doesn't mean the clothes, because Avi means the yilbash. Okay. Say more about it.
Cross dressing is the term.
Sorry.
Cross dressing is the technical term.
Yeah, what it is? This is where Rabbi Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov says, "Menayin, how do you know she like teitzi isha b'klei zayin lemechama? How you know a woman's not allowed to go to the front, and how you know a woman's not allowed to have a rifle and dress like a soldier?" Tamalaymer, lo yiye kli gevet al isha, lo yilbash gevet simlas isha. That a woman, when we say a woman, not allowed to wear men's clothing. We're talking about going to war.
A kli geva doesn't just mean begodim, all the kelim, all the kli zayin.
Arms.
And even when they said that Kafila Kala Mechaposa goes to the war, they were fixing roads, they were not wearing men's clothes, you know, weapons. Now, the Tagim Yenis Ben Azil on this pasuk of Layia Kli Geva Alisha, he says, what it means, Layia Kli Geva Alisha, Talus. Talis with film. And it's also mahatayda for a woman to wear film. Because these are men's clothing, men's kalim that we wear. And why doesn't it say clothing? Because not, as Yimid was saying, it's not really referring directly to clothing, you're referring to something kalim, but not actually clothes. Film and tzitzis. Okay. I think about let's learn. We have some time. Let's do it, Ashi. The clay zayin about five lines into the narrow line. The clay zayin lemechama. It means weapons. It's called tikkun. Weapons that a man wears. So these are the men's. These are men's kelim. Tam lema liyeh kli geber lisha v'zeshim mitzina b'yal. We find that yal we had before the beginning of the Nazir. Ages chaver akeni shloi harakter l'sisa b'klei zayin. Elik moshnema yodel liyasa tishlechana. L'cheder hakan she killed Sisroi.
She took a tent peg. She didn't take a weapon.
What was Ashi's question? She saved Klal Yisroel. She lived with a guy, which is also
but she'll be over the silbish.
Yeah, but you're over the silbish. What's Rashi's question here?
According to one day.
So anyway, Rashi answers she didn't use the normal weapon, she used a peg, the tent peg, and with that
that's
she
all right.
Went through it. So in other words, a dedicated weapon is forbidden. Clay Gavin. What happens? Yeah. Okay, back to the Gemara. Sorry, we missed one more Rashi. In the Gemara here, we missed it. Let's go back to the Gemara. A woman should not wear a weapon. And what do we do the second half of the Pasuk? V'layilbash geva simlas isha. What does it mean when a man shouldn't wear woman's clothing? What does it mean by that? Now you're taking it out of the literal sense. It doesn't mean clothes. What does it mean? A man shouldn't wear a woman's thing. Sh'layisaken ish b'tikuni isha. Shouldn't do things to make himself look pretty. Rashi, sh'layisaken ish b'tikuni isha, to look feminine and so on. The hochim b'tagaminele, is that what he's talking? Sh'layifaches, what do you mean? Shouldn't paint himself and then have all that kind of makeup. The big day tzivoinim shalisha. So here it's saying that it means big day tzivoinim shalisha. Color clothing, which makes you look stand out, and makes you look young. Yeah.
So can you bring a raya here for, you know, in Eretz Yisrael?
Oh, but there's
a Rosh. The women only wear very dark colors. It's only shtinistic for the women to wear light colors.
We red. We had a bracha.
Yeah, but they don't. But here it says, "Begodim tzivoinim." That's a woman's thing. Is she wears colorful clothing?
Rosh, I mean, he shouldn't. A man shouldn't put on makeup, or he shouldn't shave the hair. You know, with the whole discussion we had before. By shaving the hair, that's what it means over here. Yisakin ish kunisha, to do things to himself, to make himself look
womanly,
young.
Things.
Pedicure, manicure, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Look, Rav Nachman says, "Benozir mutim." Nachman says, "Interesting thing." Nachman says, "Since a nozir looks ugly anyway, knows if you already show us that you don't care about looking beautiful, then there's nothing wrong with doing anything that makes you look beautiful, because we cannot in any way interpret your actions as if you want to look young. Because look at you, you look like a slob." A nozir. What does a nozir do after 30 days? No, he takes a haircut. When you shave the haircut, you look ugly. Because shaving look ugly. So that he doesn't care about beauty. So then if he goes and paints and puts on makeup or pedicures and manicures, who cares? That's what he wants to say. We don't want to make these kind of distinctions. Anyway, we're to tell more about the story. We once went to Mikvah Rabbi Yechonah. We noticed the Lesley, he had no hair in all those spots where men have hair. The same Rabbi Yechonah, we had two opinions. Either he holds us with the Rabbanon, or holds us with the Isa, was the one who shaved.
Is this the same Rabbi Yechonah who had the long eyebrow?
Oh, look at this.
Who needed
the... Old age is here.
It fell out.
The same Rabbi Yechonah had such bushy eyebrows, eventually he lost all his hair. Believe it or not, when I was a kid growing up, Rabbi Malo, who was my Rebbe for a number of years, he used to call me Tzchached. My hair used to grow back so fast that every 3 weeks I had to take a haircut. Literally, 4 weeks. Let me see how the Abisha takes all my hair in my life.
To me, this is Yechonon.
Must be. Learning more about it. Here's an interesting story again, another story. So right now, the Gemara seems to learn that Mahapi Alochi is not allowed to shave. The Gemara, another story, says, Ahudis Chayim Negidah Kamed Rabam. There's a person who was found guilty, and the sentence was he has to get 39 lashes for whatever crime he committed. And when Igloi, they found out somehow that Beis HaShechi, Igloi Beis HaShechi, the underarms somehow became revealed in the courtroom. And Chazid, the Le Megalei, so they didn't touch his hair. It seemed that in those days it was very common and prevalent that all men used to also shave their hair off.
The body
to be effeminate. And they saw that this guy was frum. He didn't shave his underarm pits. Amalei Ravami, Shavku! Damon Chavre, leave this guy alone. Damon Chavre, he's one of us. He's one of us. What made him one of us? He doesn't shave under his armpits.
So he's too lazy to go to the salon, and for that he gets
one of us. Rashi, Gloyba, the Shechi, Gavin, Mishalchi, Behefshit, Mani, Lenagi. When they took his shirt off to give him Malchus. Now, where do we find they take a shirt off and give Malchus? Where do we find they take a shirt off and give Malchus? More Malchus than said. So he says here, they took his shirt off.
Maybe they put another shirt, not to spoil the shirt that he's normally wears.
Sorry?
Maybe they put another shirt to give him Malchus with, because they didn't want to ruin his normal shirt.
Oh, maybe, okay. So he says, one of us, Damon Chavreho, the Yodid Asal Habe Beza Shechi, you know, you're not allowed to armpit. Tate says a very interesting Shakatari here. When the Gemara talks about, you know, you're not allowed to be effeminate, you're not allowed to shave under your armpits and so on, what about the hair on your legs? The hair on your chest. There are many people out there who shave the hair on the chest. Is that come under the same banner? Or the Issa is limited only to Beis HaShechi, Beis HaErva, and nothing else. But the hair on your chest, or your hair on your legs, there's no problem at all. Tayson has two opinions there, whether it's a bun or not.
If you base it on what you do when you're those places you take it doesn't shave because it's me.
True, but nobody says it based on the material, just being effeminate.
Yeah.
So today effeminate is to remove the hair and the legs. So does that make a man then also as well? Those are your two opinions. Mr. Rabbanon, not the Araisim, but the Rabbanon or Mutter. So you want to write, He asked a question. Okay, you're not allowed to use a razor under your armpits. Can you use a scissor? Before we had a machlek, right? Rav says that you're allowed to use a scissor, and Rabbi Yechon says you're not allowed to. So he asked this question. So Rav asked Rabbi if you're allowed to. You're not allowed to. He said to him, but the problem is it's annoying.
It grows.
It grows. The hair grows. Right. Just like a hair on the hair in the head. You keep on cutting it. What's wrong with cutting down the hair under my armpits? I'm a little bar pisli, son of an intelligent man. Zman yeshloi. He said, the hair on the armpits are very different than the hair on your head. The hair on your head continues growing regardless. So if you don't take a haircut, it grows and grows. Like we had even a Nozer Oilon, like Shalom, had to, you know, once a year. But the hair on the armpits, if you don't cut them, they stop growing eventually. Like here, Beis Hashem as well. If you don't cut them, they stop growing. So if every time you cut them, they grow back. And with a vengeance, so he says, "Par pisli is man yeshloi." It has a like a time limit. How much it grows? Kol man you gadol noisha. That if it continues growing more, it falls by itself. It doesn't grow long. It doesn't grow. If you never cut the hair on the armpit, it doesn't grow down to the ground. So there's a limit. So you don't have to. Rav didn't listen to him. Rav before said you're allowed to. Cut with a scissor and very, very fine, up, you know, to your skin. You might think about it. In the Mepharsh, we have a problem learning this Gemara. What's Rav asking of Chi? What Rav clearly said you're allowed to. So some of the Rishonim want to learn that here we're talking about with a razor. Rav asked if you're allowed to even use a razor on this, because this is annoying. This is like like you're allowed to use a razor on the hair on your head, so maybe you're allowed to use a razor on this. And that Rav Chiya told him no, and Rav is moider. Well, the Rav before was talking about a scissor. He's ain't tar. Are you allowed to go ahead and, okay, you tell me you're not allowed to use a razor, but can I use a shirt so that to rub against under my armpit? The fact he's telling you a shirt, we weren't talking about a razor before, we're talking about scissors. Anyway, can I rub with a shirt underneath to make my hair fall out? I'm like, rub against the wall and to make the hair fall out. He says, what about big day? Can I use a beged? Can I use a shirt or something to rub against my underarms to make the hair out? I'm like, mutter, that you're allowed to, because it's not the normal way. And also, you're not touching your hair. He could amli boy me bit feel a big day mai. He asked the question during davening. Are you allowed to, let's say you have lice or something that is scratching you, you're not allowed to touch your hair and all that, you can bring your davening because you had to wash your hands, but can you rub with your shirt? I'm like that. He told me, you're not allowed to, because, and the halachi, but let's say, because since you're not touching your hands, you're allowed to use a shirt. Okay, next Mishnah. This is the whole issue of dyeing your hair as well, you know, because it's silvish. I look young. Mishnah. What we had before that you didn't know, a guy said, one of you guys are Tamei, so we went through the whole procedure where you both made the Brook Kabonis Tamei Vatara twice. And you made this tonight. What happened to Meis Echemeh? One of them died. Now you're alone, and you don't know if you're the Tamei of the Torah. What should you do? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua said, this is what you do. Yevakesh Echad Min HaShuk Sheyodar Kenegdei V'Nazir. Find the third party in the street that will join you in being a nazir at your terms. What do you mean on your terms? This is what you do. By me, say, look, let's be a nazir. And at the end of the 30 days, we're going to bring two sets of kabbalas. Karban tara, as if I was a tardik nazir, and karban tumah, as if you're a tumbadik nazir. Now, we're in the Testament base, the Mishnah. But I may say the following. Ba'aymer, he says, "Im tamei ha'yisi." If it turned out to be that I was tamei, so I'm going to bring the kabbanas of tumah harayatun nazir miyat. So if I was tamei, then you're a nazir straight away. So at the end of 30 days, we'll bring two sets of kabbanas, one for tamei, one for tahir. I'm bringing the set of the kabbanah which is for tamei. You're bringing the set of kabbanah tahir, and shalom ha'yisrael. But what happens in tahir, you see? If it turned out to be that I was the one who was tahir, then this is what I want. I don't want then you to accept the Naziris of the right away. I want you to accept the Naziris when the 30 days expire. Because I'm going to be using the Torah Dikur Kabbonis now, and the next 30 days we're going to bring another set. It'll be your Torah Dikur Kabbonis. So I'm going to be the Torah Dikur Kabbonis right now, and the Talmud will be an Adavah.
So what point in time does this guy from the street take on that it's only going to be found in 30 days' time?
Whenever I find out, there's an aide comes along and says, 15 day minus zeros. Uh-huh. One guy got to get to me, another guy died.
Yeah, but in the meantime, he's really taken on this zeros now.
So I come to a third guy who never was a nozzle. So do me a favor, come
on, nozzle. And
I'm not going to do anything until your 30 days are over. Yeah. I don't know, even though I said 30 days, I have to do everything right away. I can wait. I'll wait till the 30
days. So during your zeros when I'm doing nothing, if we then find out what my status is.
No, I'm not. We'll never find out my status. How are we going to find out?
So what's this thing about the...
It's a Tanai. He's making it Tanai. If it's like this, this is what's going to happen. This is like this is going to happen. You're going to take on two Nazirus.
Okay.
And you're
so
joining my Tanai.
And
we're not sure which one you'll be the normal. You're going to be 60 days of Nazir. 30 days of Nazir will be real. 30 days of Nazir will be just going through the motions. And I don't know which one it'll be. Mm. If I'm Tameh, then your second 30 days... if I'm Tameh, then your first 30 days will be the real Nazir because I bring Kabbonis Tara. That's for you. Mm. If I was Torah, then the first set of the Kabbonis are for me. Then your Nazir Zeros then was just going through the motions. And the second 30 days will be your real Nazir. That's what he's doing. And then if there's no Tumi here, then the Kabbonis I bring for Tumi will be brought as an Adavah. This is what he says. Then the kabbonis I'm bringing after the first 30 days will be mine, and you'll be a nazir, the real nazir, the second 30 days, and those kabbonis will be yours. This is what you do. They count 30 days. They bring a carbon tumah and a carbon tarah. What do you mean you say? If I am the one who's tumah, carbon tumah shali, carbon tarah shukha. He says, if I am the one who's tumah, I'm the one who's tamei, then the carbon tum is mine, and the carbon tara is yours. You're a real nazir, so the carbon is tara are really yours, and I bring the carbon tumah, the two pigeons. The chattis, there's a chattis, there's an oil, there's an osham, and the osham I will not bring because you cannot bring an osham on a suffix. But I bring the chattis and oil. If it's in reality I'm the toy, then carbon tarishli, the carbon is out of mine, the carbon tumim is suffic, and the carbon tumim I bring will be only also suffic. The safe, and that's it. The safe from slave count another 30 days. We may be in carbon tarah, we bring then only one set of carbonis, a pair for tarah. This is what I say. If I was the one who was tamei, the first 30 days, the carbon initially, that carbon was mine, the carbon tara shecha, and the carbon back then that was tarah was yours, was that carbon tara. See now, what we're bringing the second time is mine. But the man knew I'm tarah. If I was tarah back then carbon tara shli is my carbon. The carbon tumah suffix and the carbon tumah bro was only a suffix, so it's like an adava. Zehu carbon tara shli, the carbon bring now is yours.
So you don't bring the shlomim with the
chalas. Shlomim, which one? Tara for sure you do.
Yeah. One of them wants to say.
Not the second set. The first set. The first set, I bring kabbonis to him as well, which I bring in the kabbonis, which is there's no shlomim. The chattis, oila, and not a chattis. There's oila. There's what do you bring? An oila, a shlomim, and a tuma. You bring an oila, chattis, and asha. The second set you bring is an oila, chattis, and a shlomim. So in the Ashram we don't bring as tumah, but the chat you do. You bring a chat as a bird on a suffix. The carbon the tara you bring the in the oila shlamim and the.
You bring two sets.
You bring two sets the first time, but the second they bring only one set.
Right, but if the one set is meant to be.
Well, definitely tara. The second set is definitely tara. The question only
is
who's mine, yours.
Second set is tara, so it has the shlamim with it.
Yeah, the second is sure because the shy is only if it's mine or is it yours, but it's definitely all right. Where are you going to find somebody out there? Where are you going to find somebody out there who's going to agree with these kind of strange terms? It'll be a 60-day Naziris to help you out.
This guy takes on this Naziris, and one of them...
Which is this guy?
The guy from the street. The guy from the street takes on this Naziris, and he's actually taken on 60 days, and one of them...
But only one mitzvah.
But one on a plane or something. So when he wants to cancel... Let's assume they find out the facts or whatever. Can he cancel?
Why not? Like, I need to go to a Martinelli. Mm-hmm. Ella, maybe... So what do you do? Maybe this is what you do. Forget, you're alone. It's never going to happen. It's not practical. We're going to find somebody to 60 days to go through the zeros and not even have a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of 30 days. Ella, but this is what you do. You're on your own.
If you pay a bit extra, then he'll do it.
Okay, could be.
Somebody unemployed.
The Zemi says, "I'll tell you what you do. You're solo. Maybe you bring the first 30 days. You bring a chatas oif and a oilus behemah. You bring a chatas oif, right? Because and you bring an chatas oif. You can bring in a suffix, and you bring an oilus behemah. And the oilus behemah you can bring as an adava, but you cannot bring a shlamim because a shlamim of a nazir is very different than an ordinary shlamim because you have all these chalas. So you cannot bring it and say, oh, if it's not, it'll be a normal shlamim. It doesn't work that way. So you only bring two out of the three kabbonis. But I say the following. If I was tamei, then chatas mechavasi. This chatas, this is my chayva, and the oile, because the oile will be an adava, because you don't bring an oile as a what do you call it? So you don't bring an oile as a tamei. So you bring what? The oile will be an adava, no problem. But v'im toira yisi ha oile mechavasi. The oile is what I have to bring as a chayva, not as an adava. And the chatas mesafik, and the chatas is like a chatas mesafik that you cannot eat. Then v'seifer shloisha yoyim, you count 3 days. And remember, to be yaitz and aziris, as soon as you bring one carbon, you're ready to take a haircut, we paskin, and you can drink wine and
else. You have the two outstanding.
And the outstanding, so Mashiach will come, you'll find what to do. The safe is you count another 30 days, who may be carbon tari, bring another carbon as a tar. But aim is like this. Im tamea yisi, if I was tamea, then I live a shayin in the dove. The first oil was in the dove, the zuchayva is a chayva. Im taira yisi, if I was tired, I live a shayin in the chayva, the zuchayva. The zuchayva bunny, and here's the other carbon I have to bring. Oh, because you're allowed to delay 30 days. Comes out that he brought half of his set the first time and half the second time. How can you do that? Everyone agreed to Bazaima. Says the Gemara, well, I see. What's wrong with bringing it? You're allowed to bring it a month later. What's Rabbi Shua's question? You know why he said it? To sharpen to see how smart they are. They switched on. Hey, what are you talking about? Now, it's an amazing Rashi here. What do you mean to sharpen his Talmidim? Look what Rashi says here. I mean, normally we have Gemara. Rabbi did it on the chedude. Rabbi did the chedude to buy it, so to see whether he's smart. Look what Rashi says here. Rashi, Amar Avinu Mishmuel. See, 10 lines in the bottom. Amar Avinu Mishmuel, Yodeya Hoya Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua knew she ain't chavase klum. He knew that his question was zero. V'loy Amar Kach. You know why he said it? Kedei lechadid bo ez atamin, to make them sharp. What does that mean? Look at what he says here. Not to sharpen to see whether they're on the ball. Look at what she says here. She annoys in Kavachayim Atz, and the students will see that their Rebbe says things which don't make sense. And he's not embarrassed to say things that don't make sense. So the Talmidim will say, you know, we should learn from Rebbe Yeshua. What are we going to learn? Ma Rabbeinu, ma duch our Rebbe Yeshua. She a day who ba'atz in Ralekulum. He knows what he says is nonsense. Meishiv dover shein in Mishnah. He has no shame in asking things that don't make sense. Kavachayim l'shar kolodim. Surely us. She yachul l'hoshiv al-divi Rabbe. We have a question. On a shir, where our Rebbe says, even if you know that your question, you know the answer of your own question, and you know that maybe that kids are going to make fun of you, you're asking such silly questions, you need to ask if something that bothers you and you think is a foolish question and you're embarrassed that other kids are going to laugh at you, don't be ashamed. If Rebbe Yeshua can say things that don't make sense and he's not embarrassed, then you as a Talmud should ask whatever you should ask. And they laugh. Even something which is so silly, name it Inish Kamei Rabbe. If it bothers you, ask. Don't be quiet. What does that mean? In the Valta and Nisnase, you make yourself available, you'll be lifted up. In the Valta, ask Libet Taylor, if you behave like an available, you don't care if you're embarrassed and shamed, it'll lift you up because that'll make you smarter. But if you put your hand on your mouth, you shut it. People ask you questions. You won't know what to answer. Your hand will cover your mouth.
I'm surprised Rashi doesn't bring their Loya Baishan Loyment.
It's true, yeah.
It's the most obvious reference, isn't it?
We have this all over Chedudah. This is an amazing thing. So anyway, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Amr Nachman says, he said a different vein. He said, he didn't hear what Rabbi Shua said about the Chalat Hamidim. He asked a question, what did Rabbi Shua say? So he said, my Le'evit, since you're dividing the Kabbanis a month apart, what you do, Rabbi Shua, the Dakate to the intestines, the Lisa, it shouldn't smell. If he knows, he's asking, he didn't realize that he's doing the Chadud, he's asking another Rabbi Shua. Doesn't even make sense. You're going to Shech the Behemoth and you have to try to wait with all the rest of the things till the next month when you bring the animals. Rock. What's going to keep the parts of the animals still preserved? Weiter. That was an expression. How do you? What's the link between a month later and a month earlier? I'm going to write the Mishnah, that we already had this Mishnah before, so we'll go through it quickly. We had it before, a Nazir that found out that he was a number of Sfeikas. Shehayotamei b'safik, umuchlet b'safik. This is the beautiful Gemara you had a few days ago. A Nazir that was Tamei, a Safik, he became Tamei, umuchlet safik mitzayra. If he's a mitzayra, he has to go through two stages, two haircuts and two sets of kabbalas. If he's Tamei, he has to bring a set of kabbalas haircut for that. And Toy definitely accepted Kabbalah's Toy. So up to four. Oichel b'kotchim machashim. After 60 days, he'll let kotchim because the only thing preventing kotchim is tzaras. Worst comes to worst, you're a mitzvah, so you have to go through the two stages. So you went through it. You don't have to wait 60 days to go through two stages. You do because maybe you were not a mitzvah, you're a nazir. And as a nazir, now take a haircut before 30 days, or maybe you were tummy. And so each stage you have to wait 30 days because each stage maybe this is the time you're nazir b'toy, and this is the time you got to wait your 30 days. So you got to keep on waiting 30 days. And then umetame lemeisim achame vazir. But when do you finally complete your term of vazir? It's only after 120 days. For teglachas hanecha nega doiche teglachas anozer bisman shavade. Which comes first? The haircut for tzaras takes priests over the haircut. L'chayr. Otherwise, why don't you first get the nazirs out of the way? Like, let's get the 30 days nazirs out of the way. Take your haircut. You can drink wine, anything else, and then work out the other. We don't do that. Tzaras always, if you were in a vade mitzayda, you would first deal with the tzaras before you deal. Remember, you put it on pause. Yeah, before zov and tzaras, you put it on pause. You would first deal with the tzaras before you get back to naziris. So you got to do the same thing here. Abel bizman shehu safik einu doiche. But when it's a safik, it's not doiche. But nevertheless, you got to go through all the periods.
I still don't understand how you can be a safik muchlet.
It's interesting. One of the bottom one is that there's two guys that came to the kohen. To one coin, and then the coin forgot which one he said should have told, which one shouldn't, and so because of that, these two guys actually forgot the Sfeikas. That's your Yerushalmi.
Yeah, remember the thing about 4 years.